I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. The Giants getting set for their home opener on Sunday when they take on the Atlanta Falcons at MetLife Stadium. Coming up on the show, we'll look back at the 1990 Super Bowl season. This year, the Giants celebrate the 25th anniversary of that championship squad. But to get things started, part two of our look at the life of Devon Kennard.
What's up, bro? So this is my big brother.
How y'all doing?
He was my coach in high school. When I was in my defensive end days, he played at Nevada Reno for 4 years, got picked up by the Colts, ended up being released, and he started his own business. And he's been training me since as long as I can remember. And, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm here working out with him. And, you know, I attest a lot of what I've accomplished in my life to my big brother, kind of always been my person who's helped me come along, who's guided me.
I take being a big brother, I take pride in that, you know, and at the end of the day, he's a reflection of me. That's how, you know, that's how I've always looked at it, and that's how I was raised. So we have a really close relationship, so is that we were able to really bond, but also able to really push him, because I saw something deep in him. You know, I saw something in him that he didn't even know he had.
I played running back, too, in high school. I used to run people over. Like, that's all I did. Like, get me out on the edge, let me run a little guy over. And I was pretty good, so they wanted to do a feature, like Devon Kennard versus Devon Kennard, pretty much. And I had one jersey and put it like I was carrying the football, and the other one like I was getting ready to make a tackle. And it was one of the things I gave to my brother when I went to college, because it was one of my favorite pictures and something I grew up really liking, and you know, something I still enjoy. This is home for me. How you guys doing?
Good.
Tell them who your favorite wide receiver is.
Favorite wide receiver is Odell Beckham Jr.
show them the dance. Show them the Odell dance.
Okay.
Do it for him. Hey! So these are like, I love these two little kids. I was around when they were both born. I can't believe they're so big now. So these are my little heart and joy, my biggest fans. And then these are a couple of baby pictures of me from when I was a child. Giants fans all over will cringe at this one, but my dad dressed me up in some Troy Aikman gear when I was a baby. And, you know, I got the cowboy gear on.
Devon's early allegiance to Big Blue's rival was due to the fact that his father, Derek Kennard Sr., played the final three seasons of his 13-year pro football career as center for the Dallas Cowboys and was a member of the championship team that won Super Bowl 30.
This is the famous picture.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite pictures ever. That was the first moment one of the only memories I have of my dad's playing career, because I was so young, so it's like, you know, I remember certain things like, I remember how cool it was because he would bring me around Emmitt Smith and different guys like that and Troy Aikman and stuff. But, you know, that was one of the only moments I really truly can say I remember, and I, you know, have some remembrance of. So having that moment captured and stuff, you know, I really hope one day I can do that with my son playing for the Giants. So it'll be, you know, really cool if I could put my own picture side by side with my son one day. The Big Bubba.
How y'all doing, Pops? Raising Devon was a little different because he'll come in the kitchen and negotiate. And my last year of coaching football with him was, I think it was a Pop Warner. He called a family meeting. He said, hey, no more coaching for Dad. I don't want Dad coaching my teams anymore because Dad is just way too hard on me. He did not want me on the team, so... That was my last year of coaching him, and so I became the dad, the crazy dad in the stands, and that's how it's been, so it's all good.
With the 174th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the New York Giants have selected Devon Kennard, linebacker from Southern California.
answer the phone, and you know, it's Coach Coughlin and you know, the coaching staff, and telling me, you know, they're picking me up, and the next thing I know, it's on the TV and everybody erupts, and from there it just felt like a flash, like everything just went. Next thing I know, we're at the mall and everybody's buying Giants gear, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a New York Giant.
We're so proud of him, we really are. You know, he always said he was going to play, and you know, it was kind of had a flashback, because that's how my husband told me we were dating in junior high, and that's what he told me. He said, when I grow up, I'm going to play in the NFL. And I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, okay, you know. And it's like repeating itself again, and it's a great feeling, it really is.
The guy next to me, he played 13 years and won a Super Bowl ring. So, you know, it's people ask me if, you know, if I'm anywhere near complacent, and it's nowhere close. You know, I feel like there's so much left for me to accomplish in this league and with the Giants. And I want the same picture my dad has with me. I want that with my son, you know, one day.
Devon Kennard hoping to follow in his dad's footsteps and win a Super Bowl with the New York Giants. We'll take a timeout. We'll tell you about one of the cool stories from 1990 when we return after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to take a look back at the 1990 season, brought to you by Verizon. Obviously, the Giants won the Super Bowl that year, but there are so many cool backstories, like a rock star, a punter, and a coach becoming buddies.
Hello, guys.
Good morning, brother. Nice to see you. Glad to show you this stuff.
During the 1990 season, Sean Landetta and rock star Jon Bon Jovi developed a strong friendship that has lasted 25 years and counting.
So, I mean, I had met Jon. We were out in the city one night and asked him if he'd like to come to practice. And being a Giant fan, he is, absolutely. And I asked Bill, I cleared it with him. And I'm glad to hear that he yelled at you, so, you know, you fit in with the rest of us.
Yeah.
You didn't escape that. But, yeah, it's just one of those things that he came to practice, and me being a big fan of rock and roll music and his songs, we formed a friendship.
And there we are.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Look at your girlfriend.
Now, 25 years later, we can look on, back on it with great memories.
Yeah, look.
Pretty good photographers.
It's so true. Look at that.
Bon Jovi also had a passion for photography. And when Sean introduced him to Giants photographer Mike Malarkey, they came up with an idea that would make the 1990 season one he'd never forget.
Being on the sideline is a privilege, and it's really rarefied air. This is a period in time when practices weren't open to the public. Sideline passes were verboten. And unfortunately for me, meeting Mike through Sean, and Mike Malarkey said, come over here, hold this camera bag. It was really important to me not to stand out. It was make sure that you could be as close to being one of the staff as possible. So you tuck your hair up, you pair, you know, the cheap pair of sunglasses and a t-shirt. You know, in that rare occasion, I had a sleeveless shirt on because I would go out of my way to make sure that something like that Superman tattoo didn't stand out. You'd keep your head down. You were there to be a crew member. You were there behind the cameras. You know, you were holding the camera back. You were looking like an assistant, not like the rock star trying to be on the sideline. And so because of that, the photographers did the same kind of thing. And that's how I was able to, you know, make friendships. Because I wasn't looking, it wasn't about me, it was about the game.
And here.
Yeah, right.
Got you all camouflaged up a little bit.
Yeah, on enemy territory.
I was fortunate enough to go to away games. I was fortunate enough to be in Frisco for the playoffs. And Phil was hurt, and Haas was doing his job out there. So I got to spend all that quality time with Phil Sims. And it was amazing. You know, Otis Anderson and LT and Carl Banks and Sean. And the Giants were on the roll.
You were at the NFC Championship game in San Francisco.
Yes, I was.
Matty Barr.
Yep.
Matty Barr.
Right. Yep. That's awesome.
And it all goes on his shoulders.
Snap, spot, kick is away, it's got the distance, it is good, good,
and
good.
The Giants are going to Tampa Bay, it's over for the three-peats, it's over.
Hi, Shannon, this is John, this is the guy that just won the game, and we're going to Tampa. We're going to
and Giant football in the Super Bowl.
There was a true sense of great American spirit in the building. The feeling in the stadium was unlike anything else that I could certainly in my adult years remember, or since, because, you know, the nation had come together in such a way with Kuwait.
Holy Grail, right here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Right.
Our guy, John, gets these cool T-shirts made up. It's a show no mercy.
This is before Under Armour and Nike existed in the whole...
Yeah, the original era. Under Armour guy. I mean, can you imagine? We all wore these
with
under
the Bon Jovi
our shoulder
logo
badge.
And the Giant logo
yeah,
on
yeah,
the...
Yeah,
and they wore these right underneath their Super Bowl uniforms. Yeah.
I don't know if you believe in things like that or whatever, but, you know, just a... It was a little spark, you know what I'm saying? That you said to yourself, wow, look what he did for us.
They were all placed on the on their stools in the lockers.
No, this is awesome. You know, 25 years later, I can't believe it's 25 years. Jeez.
Remember, because of the Gulf War, I thought I was going to see you during the game on the sideline, but you couldn't get down because of security.
Someone came up and got me in the box during the game. They said, they want you down on the field.
And remember, I turn and there you are before Norwood's going to kick.
Oh, yeah.
And you and I are like this, watching that kick.
On that moment when Sean's talking about us being on the sideline for the kick, I was holding one of those plastic satellite little dish things. Some guy yelled at me, said, hold this. You just did what you were told. And then when the kick went wide, we literally ran out on the turf.
Giants have won Super Bowl 25.
Before the press, well, they were still saying a prayer back in those days. Before the champagne came out, everybody took a knee. Mr. Young said, come on in that dressing room. Before they closed the door, before anybody got in, when they took a knee, I was there. You know, that was crazy ridiculous for a singer from a rock band in New Jersey.
I was telling them when I got the ring made for you, remember that?
I sure do. You know, it is one of my absolute most prized possessions of anything I have. You know, having met Sean, having been introduced to the Giant organization, and then ultimately, you know, being able to share in something like that, it's unbelievable. The Giants have shaped John Bon Jovi's life. It's all Deep Blue. Everything I do is Deep Blue.
It's always fun when you have Super Bowl stories and backstories that go with it. And John Bon Jovi certainly was along for a fun ride. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll look back at that 1990 championship season when we return after this.
This week's feature has been brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. The 1989 season ended in huge disappointment for the Giants, losing to the Rams on the Flipper Anderson touchdown in Giants Stadium. So in 1990, Big Blue came back with a vengeance.
There was fight, there was determination, there was grit, there were all of those descriptive words to describe the 1990 Super Bowl 25 world champions.
Come on, let's go now!
We were built a certain way.
Bigger, stronger, just more of a pound them out, in your face, straight ahead.
Dominating offense, dominating defense.
We had a chip on our shoulder, so let's just go ram the ball up there, Gigi, you know.
Here comes Anderson, he will score! Anderson gets to the 40-yard line, the 35, to the 30, 25, 20. Way down deep, it is. Complete to Ingram, touchdown!
You thought we weren't real, didn't you? This is real, boy! NYG!
Sims is down and getting up slowly. Sims is starting to limp off the field here. Now we'll get Jeff Hostetler.
There he goes! Touchdown!
For receiver, right, looks left, throws, end zone, deep, Baker, touchdown!
Hey, I don't understand about
they them. Stuck a fork in us and said we were done.
Hey, San Francisco, they're back, we're back.
They're back!
Here's Montana, long time in the pocket, but chased out, finally hit from behind, the ball's loose, and the clock continues to tick off those precious seconds. Three again, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and the Giants have the ball. Josh Stetler chased out of the pocket. Chased by Burt. Pass is caught by Bavaro. And it all goes on his shoulders.
snap, spot. Kick is away. It's got the distance. It is good. Good.
And the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
And Giant football in the Super Bowl. The crowd on its feet. And now tens of thousands of those small American flags being waved. A sea of red, white, and blue. Has the ball on the snap, throws complete. He's got Ingram for maybe a first down. He'll try to the 20. Yes, he got it. What effort. What effort.
And look at Otis Anderson throw the uppercut.
Back, front, in the air. Got the distance. It is. No good.
Back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, Jonathan Hankins is having an impact on the Giants' defensive line, so we had a little fun with it. We sent Anita Marks into the Giants' locker room to find out how well his teammates know Big Hank.
Anita Marks here for Giants, and you guessed it. Your favorite segment is back. It's How Well Do You Know? And this week, we've asked a number of the Giants players, specifically the defensive linemen, how well do they know Jonathan Hankins? Do you know what his middle name is?
Probably Arthur.
Does he look like an Arthur to you?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I don't know his middle name. Jonathan's middle name? Hank.
What's your middle name?
Alexander.
What college did he go to?
It's a little school in Ohio, somewhere in Columbus, Ohio. I can't even remember the name of the school, though.
I think it has a "the" in front of it.
It's one of the worst universities, I think, around.
He went to Ohio State.
Isn't there a "the" in front of it?
I don't know if I can say all that. You know, the University of Syracuse, that's where I go to, but Ohio State it is.
The Ohio State, make sure you get that in there.
Are they going to go undefeated this year?
Yeah, I think they can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's his hometown?
Detroit.
His hometown is somewhere in Michigan.
That's close, yes.
But I don't know the name of the hometown.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
I think he has four siblings. Three siblings or four siblings.
He's got a lot more than that.
Oh, I don't know. I think
he's an army.
I think he ate all their food.
I have three brothers and four sisters.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many brothers and sisters does he have?
A lot.
He does have a lot. What genre of music is his favorite?
Hip-hop.
No, rap music is, so.
Just rap. That's all you listen to is rap.
I like what they call that, electronic, like the pump-up music.
Techno?
Yeah, techno. I listen to a little techno.
No fist pumping. No fist pumping is music at all.
What's his favorite food?
Everything.
Any kind of food. He doesn't really discriminate. I haven't seen him say no to many things.
Something fried, I probably guarantee.
If I told you chicken parmesan, would you be shocked?
Yeah. It's not chicken parmesan. I've never seen him eat chicken parmesan here.
If he could play any other position, what would it be?
Quarterback.
So he'd probably play linebacker. Probably play linebacker.
Running back. Back in the day, I played running back. It was the best. And kind of got a little bigger, so.
What's his nickname?
Hank the Tank.
What's the one thing you say a lot? Like, what your most popular saying?
Pew!
It's funny, because he doesn't really have a saying. Like,
I guess one thing is he always says, huh? Like, when you...
He stole my saying, but it's pew!
That's how well you know Jonathan Hankins. Time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. The Giants open up their home schedule on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons working on a short week, coming off their Monday night win against the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, the Giants dealing with that huge disappointment in Dallas. But you know what? In the National Football League, players are just groomed to put adversity behind them. If you think about it, You don't win on every play. You give up touchdown passes. You give up a block that results in a sack. You drop a pass. You miss a tackle. These guys have been dealing with adversity their entire careers. That's part of playing professional sports. You don't win 100% of the time. And that's what the Giants had to do this week, kind of put everything from last week behind them and focus in on the task at hand. They've got 15 more opportunities to make this a special season. One loss cannot derail you. The 1986 Giants lost their season opener in Dallas. They went on to win a Super Bowl. 2007, the Giants lost their first two games, went on to win a Super Bowl. 2011, the Giants lost their season opener in Washington in bitter style and won a Super Bowl. One game does not make a season. It's how the Giants respond that will tell their story. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.